Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And actually, before I reintroduce the supervisor, also on the show today, we have Christina Liu. And Christina Liu is the producer, and Otto and I talk about this all the time, and now I'm going to be saying it in front of the supervisor. Christina is so much more than just a producer. She is the heart and soul of this program with Dan Cox and herself, but Dan Cox is with LIU. She is the person that really makes it happen. She stays on top of everybody, gets the speakers, and she owns this 100%. And so I'm giving you a shout out, Christina, and a thank you for all you do just for me. So we're all giving you a clap.
It's an honor to be here with you guys. And it's just, you guys, everybody knows, I think at this point, that this is my baby and I love doing this with each of you every week. And it's, even during a pandemic, we're still making it happen, having some laughs through the craziness. So
no, it's wonderful. When we went into the break, Judy was talking about her not wanting to eat in restaurants, and I don't either. I won't. I have no interest. We'll bring in, or Steph will go shopping, or the kids will go shopping, or the kids will drop off a pizza or something. I don't really care. And there's other things I would do. I will go into a supermarket. I don't go that much, to be honest with you, but you have to do it smartly, and you have to do what you're happy with. And if you don't want to go to a restaurant, then you shouldn't go. And if you are, there's no reason not to, and be, you know, what do you call that, 6 foot apart, and be socially distant, and do all the proper stuff, because there's nothing wrong with it. Where I want to go, Judy, for a bit, and I think this has been a tremendous program, is neighbors helping neighbors, especially at this time during a pandemic when some people have been isolated.
Absolutely. Look, you know, one of the things when they talk about some of the challenges that seniors face all the time, not just during, a time of pandemic, but just one of the challenges for seniors is a sense of isolation. There are seniors that are homebound. There are seniors that find it difficult to get out. And so this was reactivated. I think it was something that Project Independence had once had some years ago, okay. But it was reactivated. It's neighbors helping neighbors. And so it allows Project Independent neighbors to call each other so that they can enjoy the companionship and the reassurance from their neighbors during a time when they can feel isolated and they can feel disconnected. And one of the things that I think is so great about this program is it's not just that a volunteer calls and says, okay, I want to do it. They're interviewed, their interests are described, and they actually match volunteers to seniors. So that, you know, it could be that someone is a retired teacher, and so they get matched with someone who is a teacher. So that there are certain basic areas of commonality that they have. So they're good connections. And my understanding is at this point, we have 44 pairs of people that are matched. And so that's just really wonderful because it shows you that there are now 44 seniors that are matched with volunteers who get calls frequently. And so they just don't feel so alone. And so I just want to say, if anybody wants to volunteer to be a member of our Neighbors Helping Neighbors program, they should call 311. You know, 311 is that great system where pretty much anything you need, if you call 311, they're going to find a way to connect you with who you need to be connected to. But I'm so impressed with not only the volunteers who are taking part in this, but the fact that the Project Independence team has taken this so seriously and have worked so hard to make sure that they're making good matches. And it's a great source of comfort for our seniors. And I think of all the things that we've done, that's one of the things I'm proudest of that the town has done, you know, during this time.
We even have Match, which is one of my favorite stories of this program, because it just really is so special. 100-year-old and 104-year-old got matched. So the volunteer, 100-year-old, and the 104 was the senior. And it was just to hear stories like that, you know, bring to life how incredible this program is. And there's such a collaboration because, you know, if God forbid an issue comes to light, you know, in a conversation, they immediately tell the social worker or the nurse or, you know, one of us over at DOSA. And it's just, it's such a great program. And they all can't wait, they said, for this to be over to actually meet in person and spend time together. So it's just, it's definitely special.
You know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, if you think about it, we talked silver linings before. A really big silver lining as a result of COVID is the fact that now things like Neighbors Helping Neighbors, Zoom type events really happened because of COVID. Prior to COVID, if you were disabled or had a mobility problem or whatever, you really didn't have a way for communicating with people. And I think that, you know, COVID has kind of, in a backward kind of way, led people to being better off in some respects. If you were housebound, you have more flexibility now because we were all forced to do what we're doing right now, you know, Zoom or any other kind of thing. So that is a silver lining. You know, if you want to look for them, they're there.
And you have to. Look for them, go ahead, Judy.
There are so many of them. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that some of the different things that we're doing as a result of trying to adapt to the pandemic are things that I think should be continued even when this is over. So, you know, Otto, you're so right when you talk about people now being able to connect through Zoom. There's someone, Project Independence has the Project Independence Advisory Committees. So those committee meetings are continuing to happen, and it's wonderful because these are the seniors who are involved with the advisory groups of Project Independence, always giving great ideas and giving feedback for what's being done, you know, that's working and what's being done that maybe isn't working. And one of the members actually said, this has been so wonderful because it's getting harder for me to get about. And by having the Project Independence Advisory Committee meetings via Zoom, I can still participate and I can do it from home. And so I think that going forward, even if we're meeting in person, there needs to be some kind of Zoom component so that someone who is not able to get out can still be part of these kinds of discussions.
I think that's a great point that we should keep using the technology even when it gets to the point where you can do everything in a live way, if you will. An area that I would love to see, and they've heard me preach this before, things like nursing homes, emergency rooms, hospitals, all these places, all of a sudden, people are marooned by themselves, and there's got to be a way to improve that through the use of the technology that we have now. I don't see that has taken place yet. And I've had some personal exposure to it. I believe there's a big need for this technology to be pushed over into that world, nursing homes, hospitals. You know, right now people are marooned for the moment, and that's not right. And I believe we have to take the technology and make sure it's applied to that world, which is maybe a silver lining down the road.
You know what, Otto, I think that would be down the road because right now, this is my opinion, we're in crisis mode. So we're not looking for what Zoom can do next. We're using Zoom just to communicate now with our friends and family, or as through the supervisor saying, with the town and helping people out. Getting into a hospital, that had to be set up already because of the contagiousness of the disease and nobody wants to do it. Nobody's going in to set up, you know, hospital rooms with Zoom. What you're talking about is the future, and they're going to be looking and they're going to see what else can we do with all this technology.
Well, I'm thinking things like smart TVs could mm-hmm. exist in mm-hmm. rooms, and that could, if that were working now, would make people's lives much easier and you wouldn't have the exposure. So I'm just saying the technology is there. It's got to be applied for worlds like we're in right now, pandemics or any other crisis type stuff that might come up.
And if there's Wi-Fi in the hospitals or in the nursing homes, if someone has an iPad, they can participate, you know, using the iPad. It doesn't have to be something that's, you know, attached, you know, to the wall. So there are great ways to do it. What comes to mind when you were talking about that is the Project Independence exercise classes. So, you know, that was something that, you know, I think that our seniors are probably the most fit seniors anywhere because they participate in these great classes. And all of a sudden, well, what's going to happen? We can't do the classes because it's not safe. And so our commissioner of Department of Services for the Aging, Kimberly Corcoran Galante, with her amazing, amazing staff, Christina, what did they do? They said, you know what? We can do this online. And so they tape the exercise classes so that people who have computers can, yes, go online and still participate in the classes. But we also realize that, well, not everybody is comfortable with going online. I mean, more of our seniors are than are not, but many are not. So they're also being broadcast on our North Hempstead TV channel, and they're being broadcast at the same on the same day and time that they would have gone to the class. So if you had a Zumba class Monday at 10, you go on to North Hempstead TV Monday at 10, there's your Zumba class. And again, something we should be continuing.
And I've seen some of them there. It's unbelievable. It really is. And this way, in their own home, people can exercise. But right now, we have to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Supervisor Judy Bosworth.